It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Journalist Tom Wilbur, whom we mentioned, has been reporting on hydraulic fracturing since 2008. He's been our guest in the past to discuss the issue and help us sort fact from fiction when documentaries on the topic come out. He recently attended a screening of Gasland 2 and joins us by phone from upstate New York. Tom Wilbur, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. It's great to be here.
So what was your opinion of Gasland 2?
Well, I think it was worth seeing, and I would recommend anybody who's been following this discussion or interested in this discussion go out and have a look at it tomorrow night. It's very well filmed. Josh is a master cinematographer and storyteller. It is one-sided. It is didactic. And as I said, your listeners heard earlier, sometimes it does use drama at the expense of depth. But you know what? I don't think that is inherently a fatal flaw, because I don't think Josh is making things up. And as a matter of fact, he brings to light as a muckraker several important issues about transparency. And I'll just go, you know, there's a little bit of give and take with, you know, what I said about Josh and Josh firing back about my book being, you know, promoted as the Gasland, which, just for the record, it wasn't. But I respect Josh's work. I think. Hello?
Yes. Are you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
And I respect his work. And there's a little difference journalistically where we're coming at it. I'm a journalist. I'm not an activist. Josh is a journalist, and obviously he is an activist. So when I fall on the same side of the fence with activists in the sense that I'm for transparency, but I'm not going to make an assessment, you know, whether the risks outweigh the rewards of shale gas. Obviously, and this is what is missing from Josh's movie, is a broader discussion of, well, what are the merits of shale gas, and if this is such a bad thing, why is the country pursuing this with such vigor, the Obama administration, et cetera, et cetera. But I do have tremendous respect for his intention and his ability to get into this a little deeper and show that the industry does lack transparency. And there are many things that people should know that they don't know about the dangers and hazards of shale gas and the lack of transparency.
Does Gasland 2 move the conversation forward? Josh obviously says that it does, but there are probably a lot of people out there saying to themselves, well, I have seen Gasland, so what am I going to learn from Gasland 2 that I didn't hear about in the first film?
Yeah, and I guess it depends on how closely you're following this and how interested you are. Now, getting back to that whole thing about drama, the lack of depth. I mean, Josh's job, is any journalist's job, is to get people to care, to get them interested. So if you just have a dry recitation of all the facts, pro, con, you know, people's eyes start to glaze over. So he's trying to show this story in a compelling way, in a human way. And I think that's why he's reaching this mainstream HBO audience. That's why he has been awarded a Emmy and nominated for an Oscar. So I think, to get to your question, to, you know, what will people take from this, I think the people that have been following it closely will pick up on all the details about this is now a national discussion and what is national policy on this, because he focuses a lot more attention on national policy and the EPA and what's known about the EPA and how essentially the nation is rushing forward with this, with the Obama administration. And there's a lot of pressure from the industry and for people who are for gas development to rein in the EPA as a policing agency. And I think that's what this movie addresses that the first movie didn't. Now, at the same time, he revisits, you know, Pavilion, Wyoming and Dimmick, Pennsylvania, and some of the same characters there, brings us back home as a touchstone to these areas where people are affected by it. So I think most people that liked Gasland, the original movie, will certainly like this, and he builds on it. Obviously, the critics will say, you know, he's just rehashing the same old flaming faucet and exploiting that shot.
As we mentioned in the introduction, you've been writing about hydraulic fracturing since 2008. How has the discussion of fracking evolved since we've become aware of the issue?
Well, I think First of all, people, that's a great benchmark, 2008, and when we first started becoming aware of it, and we became aware of it when the landman came to the door and started offering farmers these large sums of money. And back then it was, what's not to like about it? It's clean burning, it's a domestic energy source, we heat our homes with it, and we can make a lot of money out of it. So I think the discussion has centered around what is not to like about it. This idea of fracking isn't all good. In fact, it carries some very serious hazards, both with the idea of the drilling process and methane migration and gas getting to where it shouldn't be and the risk of explosion, plus the cumulative impact of what we do with the water. So I think there's this growing sophistication now and awareness on all levels, even certainly with people that live over these shale plays throughout the country, but even in more in the mainstream public, that this is a very complicated thing. And I think most viewers of these movies, I mean, Gasland is didactic. It does show only one view. But I think most viewers, mainstream viewers that are in the middle, won't come away with it saying that was unfair. They'll say, that's the view that, you know, I see that view. I understand the other view. But I think most viewers are sophisticated enough to understand, the nuances to some of this. And I think those same viewers would be well served to see the other movies that are out there as well. Frack Nation being one of them, which is, the Frack Nation is Phelan McAleer's attempt to discredit Josh Fox. That's another discussion, but I think, again, the mainstream viewers will find this movie worthwhile on a lot of levels. And again, if you're not following the discussion real closely, the cinematography, the storytelling, the technique behind it is very good.
Journalist Tom Wilbur has been reporting on hydraulic fracturing since 2008 and has joined us once again here on Essential Pittsburgh. As always, Tom, nice to visit with you.
And thanks very much, Paul. Great being here. Bye-bye.
Coming up, WYEP's Brian Sawarek on musician Eddie Vedder and the newest exhibits at the Warhol Museum. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.